You are listening to
TalkLine Network Radio, America's longest-running Jewish broadcast network, the voice of the Jewish community.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, saving kids of all ages and all stages for all mental health struggles, including addiction. If you know somebody that needs a referral for a therapist, an inpatient or outpatient program, please give us a call. Our number is 718-758-0400. I'll repeat the number. You may want to jot it down for yourself, a loved one, a neighbor, or someone you usually would sit next to in shul. Our number again, 718-758-0400. All calls are kept strictly confidential. Anyone interested in getting a free naloxone kit, prevention for opioid overdose, call us. We will give you a free kit delivered to your home, and we will train you how to administer it. It is a few minutes that you can save someone's life. Always good to have it around a shul, a school, one on every block, sadly. But give us a call meanwhile, get a kid, and then share it, the information, with somebody, a neighbor, a friend, your rabbi. People should have them available for helping save a life. You save a life, it's like saving a world. So again, give us a call at 718-758-0400. Tonight, I'm very happy to have with us on once again somebody that's been on our show and that I spend the day with today at the Neshama Conference in Suffern, Mahwah, New Jersey, Suffern upstate. We are at a conference together, and that is Matis Miller, who not only is an author, a therapist, but he also has an intensive outpatient program called In Reach. And I'd like to welcome you on tonight. Thank you. I know you've been exhausted running from class to class today, meeting 500 colleagues. But thank you for coming on. How are you?
We're doing well, and thank you so much for having us. And it's just an honor to be here and to be with Mask. I know the incredible work that you've done and you continue to do for our community and focusing on children and families, which is a passion of mine in the mental health community. So it's very special to get to speak with you once again.
Thank you. And I would like to welcome on Esty Goldschmidt, who's the program director by In Reach. Hi, Esty. Nice spending the day with you today.
Hi, thank you so much. It's, the honor is mine. Really, really, really honored to be on here, so thank you.
Thank you. So the reason that I wanted to have both of you on is, Matis, you run a program, an partial hospitalization and intensive outpatient program. And it's so important to educate parents what that is. And the reason that I want my listeners to understand why they need to know what it is because sometimes clients, you know, kids, young adults, married people, they're struggling with mental health and addiction, and they need therapy. But 45 minutes once a week just can't possibly be enough. And then going inpatient, not everybody's ready to go to an inpatient program. So it's so important for us to understand what an outpatient program looks like. And no better person to describe this than Matthias Miller and S.D. Goldschmidt. So let's get right to it. Your outpatient program is called InReach. And I'm just wondering, Matthias, how did you come up with InReach?
So as everyone knows, when you have to find some information today and come up with a name for a company or program, we turn to our family chats. So that's exactly what I did. I turned to my family WhatsApp chat. And I actually asked some friends and other family as well, and some colleagues, and a cousin of mine. Actually, I'll give him a shout out, Rabbi Larry Rothwax from Teaneck, New Jersey. Some of you might know him. And that got many, many, many names. And he said the name InReach. I'm like, you know, wow, you know, that really works, because the message that we really wanted to give to people is that help is within reach when it comes to our families, to mental health, to addiction. It's sometimes we feel at a loss, and at a loss that where are we going to access these services, and where within our community that we could feel comfortable and it's culturally sensitive. And that's where InReach was born, to give that message that there is help and there is hope.
Thank you. Can you please tell my listeners, what is a partial hospitalization program and what is an intensive outpatient, which we do refer to as PHP or IOP?
So I'm so happy I have this opportunity to share this and that you brought up this question, because even mental health professionals, my colleagues, they heard of it, but they have no idea what it is and when it's appropriate and how it helps. So let's start with the IOP, the intensive outpatient level. And usually most often that's a licensed facility that's within the state. You need to get special licensure. But that consists of IOP is 3 hours a day of therapy, minimally 3 days a week, and on some IOPs can go up to 5 days a week. So what's unique about IOP, as was mentioned earlier, as opposed to even if you're going to your therapist twice a week for 45 minutes, an hour, it's still often it's not enough, especially when someone's really impaired in their functioning, in their relationships, the ability to hold their jobs, to deal with their intense extreme emotions. Perhaps they're even getting some level of psychiatric care, still not enough. The magic and the power of IOP is the sense of community. And most of the interventions that we do in that 3 hour period is group therapy. Aside from the group therapy, there's also individual therapy, and very often there's medication management in-house. So the group therapy is where we come together as a community and they learn skills and strategies and do other sorts of experiential interventions that are very, very powerful. So not only for the sense of community and the support and the validation from other members, but also we're able to provide more intense intervention therapy to really help stabilize. PHP, partial hospital, is a 5 hour day program, 5 days a week. So that's really where someone is in more significant need. And this often happens with people in our community. Either, as was mentioned, the outpatient regular therapy is not enough and they need more to stabilize. Perhaps they went through a significant trauma of some sort, or a history of trauma, or early on in a relationship, or they're stepping down. So very often we know that people need to be hospitalized, psychiatric hospitalization, perhaps even residential treatment center. But coming out of that, to step down right back into life is very, very difficult and hard to make that transition. And one of the things that we really focused on in the IOP that's so important is that building an IOP within your community so that you can actually transition back to daily living, to life, with still getting so much support. So we have the eyes. Very often people start at PHP, then go down to IOP, or they start at IOP, go up to PHP, or they're coming from a different program. So we assess what is appropriate. And again, even the 5 days is mostly intensive group therapies, which, you know, if there's time, we can talk about that.
So, Montes, it's so important that parents get educated before they make the decision by themselves on what to be doing with whatever their individual loved one may need. And we always suggest that they be assessed by a therapist. Many times, parents call and say, my loved one is going inpatient. And I say, before you put somebody inpatient, always be prepared with a good discharge plan. Can you explain to my listeners why that must be in place prior to sending somebody to an inpatient rehab?
Yeah, no, that's an excellent question, and really, really important. And I forgot to mention also that in our outpatient intensive facilities, there's also a lot of family therapy. So we're working very closely with the families, with the children, with the adolescents, and with the adults. The reason why it's important is because really when they're going into inpatient programs, a lot of that, if it's addiction, is focusing on detox and stabilization, mental health, someone following a manic episode, psychiatric episode. If they don't have the right support coming out, and there's, you know, hours, days, or even weeks between, a person can very easily relapse and go right back to the same place and need to be hospitalized again, and or in inpatient again. And we know that's very, very short-term treatment. It doesn't really help in the long term. It's there to keep people safe or get them to a stable enough place to be back in society, that there's no risk to themselves and others. Really important, if you're going to send them into a program, that you already have knowledge and awareness. They're going to come out soon. What are my options? Are there IOP, PHP programs, even outpatient programs that can meet the needs as step down? Because if not, you'll have the facility themselves just send you anywhere, which might not be the proper fit, and there's not a lot of time. So I think that's a great point for families to be aware when you're going to a higher level of care, when you're going to inpatient, to already start doing your homework and identify a proper step down, because it's really part of the treatment. It's an integral part of the treatment in order to get them to a place where they can function in society.
And you know, the truth of the matter is that parents that send their loved ones to a rehab and spend so much money, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, whatever the number, and those numbers are real.
Yes.
Then very often after being there 1 month, parents think they just spend so much money and their loved one's going to come home and suddenly things are going to be perfect. And it really doesn't work that way always. They must have a step down plan in place in order, like you said, that they should, relapse should not happen. And let's talk about relapse. Because many times people do need relapse more than once before they really get the help they're ready for.
Yeah, and I think I just want to, you know, bring out your point even more. And where I also focus a lot on the mental health end of it also, not just the addiction end. But when they're stepping down, what they're actually going back to the environment where they were struggling with the addiction or the emotional, whatever the emotional struggles and triggers. If you put someone right back into that setting, that is going to trigger all the addictive urges, the unhealthy patterns, the behavioral emotional struggles, and they don't have support anymore. So yes, in that environment, that wraparound environment where they did not have to interact with their family members, with their friends, colleagues, siblings, they didn't need that, you know, in that environment, they didn't need necessarily the support, but then you're putting them right back in. And we know that those are the triggers and those underlying emotional issues is what's leading to relapse. So therefore, it's essential that we really, really have a plan in place for when they're back in their communities to be able to give them the skills, the support, the strategies in order that they should not relapse.
Thank you. Montes, one more thing I want to bring up is about the family support, both family support for themselves and family support cheering on the recovery of their loved one. And whatever it may be, not addiction, it could be bipolar or, you know, manic state, whatever. But the importance of collaboration and strengthening the relationships and equipping the family members with tools and support. What message do you want to give to the families of these individuals that are going to a PHP or an IEP? The most important message you want to give them if they're listening tonight?
So I'm going to turn it over to Esty Gosman, who is our program director at Enreach Behavioral Health here. She did a lot of the collaboration with the families. So, she could speak to that a little bit about some of, you know, what we see as important when we're working with adolescents and adults.
Esty, welcome on.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, there's a lot to say about this. I think the family piece is a really, really big part, and it plays a very big role in this. And it's a big challenge. It's not easy. It's really hard for the family, you know, and they come, and that's a big part of what we do is support the family, because you can't do this alone. You know, you need that support. You need that piece, because it's very nice they can go to a program and, you know, get the help. But if it's not all encompassing, if the family's not on board with you, if they're not part of the team, then it's not going to work. I mean, it's going to work. It's not going to work fully, you know? So I think my message to the family is that we're there for you. We're here for you. We want to help. We want to make this as easy as possible in such a challenging situation. And we are there to hold your hands and support you. And we will do all that we can to make this journey as easy as it can be.
Thank you. You know, when parents call the Mask Helpline, we usually start them off with parent group to learn, more importantly, what not to do than what yes to do. And then we move them on to a program depending on what their loved one may need and their family, like Montes Miller and Esty's InReach program, which is an inpatient and outpatient program, intensive outpatient program. Esty, just so that the parents understand the admission process, how do you get started?
Sure. So if someone would like to join our program, they just reach out to us, actually to me, I'm the program director. And we start by having a conversation, seeing what's going on, seeing where their child is up to. And we talk and, you know, I answer any questions and we explain, you know, the way our program works. And then they're welcome to come down. We set up an appointment. They can come down to our space. We have an absolutely magnificent brand new space that we built in Lakewood. That's in Lakewood, but it's not in the middle. It's not in the heart of Lakewood. So it's a little bit on the outskirts. So it's in a nice, discreet, private building. So we invite them down, have them come check it out. And honestly, I'm not going to lie, but everyone's taken the minute they walk in. It's just so beautiful and relaxing and spa-like. And we have a really cool massage chair that everyone takes turns going on. And I just, you know, they look around, they meet with us, they meet with our team. We do an intake, you know, fill out a bit of paperwork and we'll have an assessment. And then, you know, they're open to ask as many questions or any concerns that they have, and we'll talk with them, we'll walk them through it. And then they're usually sold from there, I'm not going to lie.
What about that resistant teenager that really doesn't want to be there?
Right. So listen, is it easy? Does every teen walk in and say, yay, I'm so excited to join this program? I don't think so. But honestly, in my experience that I've had in this program so far, you know, and I get to meet all the teens and they're wonderful. They're really, really, it blows my mind how committed they are to trying. Like they'll say to me, like, you know, we want to get better. We want to try. We know this is hard. And even if we don't want to do this, you know, it's the right thing. So in the beginning, it might be a little bit of a struggle, but I feel like they come round. And also when they see and they meet the other teens and they see that it's such a beautiful, supportive environment, and they see that it's a nice place, and they see we have the staff and the support, it makes it that much easier. Can I say that every teen walks in right away and says, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm sold? No, you know, but I think eventually they come around, and by the time they're walking in our door, they've tried other stuff. They've been to programs, they've gone to therapy, they're in therapy, it's not working. They themselves know that they need something more, and a lot of them are open to trying. Again, not everyone, but in my experience so far, like with Baruch Hashem, had a very good success rate in their response.
Well, you know, you bring something up about by the time they get to you, or any intensive outpatient program, partial hospitalization, they've already been either inpatient somewhere, a psych unit, right, a rehab. And I think that they compare it to, if I need to be somewhere, I don't want to be inpatient, this is a good place to be. Because you live at home and you go 3 to 5 days a week for your program. So it is a good option for parents to consider when, and to look for in your neighborhood when you're struggling with a young adult. But again, Matis, we're sitting here today with almost 500 Jewish religious therapists that are, you know, therapists also need trainings. They have to have ongoing trainings. And we are sitting here amongst 500 of really the best from the best therapists and professional facilitators of many different programs, organizations, colleagues. And one thing we know, there are so many organizations out there to help the Klal. And now with the new InReach being a program that's available for families to reach out to and discuss whether or not their child needs them, you could pick up a phone and just call InReach, review the case, see what's going on in your home, see what's going on, what InReach can offer you or other places if it's not in your community. We can make the referral to a program that's suitable for your family, similar to InReach. So Matis, what do you want to say to the people that really never heard of partial hospitalization, never heard of an intensive outpatient program? All they know is therapy once a week, and suddenly their loved one is manic, bipolar, schizophrenic, has to be admitted to a psych ward, and they think that the psych ward is going to keep them until they're stabilized. They don't realize, parents don't realize that they just keep them a week or two to stabilize them, and then they're right back home. So what do you want to say before we run out of time to these parents that are listening?
I want to say that thanks to organizations like MASC, we've come a long way in terms of destigmatizing mental health and knowing our options and our services out there. And we need, as parents and families and colleagues and therapists and organizations, to become educated and understand that there is a wealth of mental health interventions and services that are appropriate, and they're coming closer and closer to home, that are culturally sensitive, that are meeting our needs, that understand our communities, that understand our children. And I think that becoming informed and aware of these services, and they're a life changer, because as we've been talking about through this program, you know, you have that person, that individual who has a sudden onset of mania or some psychiatric episode or severe depression, or Chas V'Shalom, people struggling with, you know, self-harm because of the significance of their mental illness, to understand that it's not just, oh, these people are institutionalized and they have to be there and then the hospital is going to fix it up, give them some medication, come out. It's not how it works. There's a whole wealth of services that really can, today, that we can help a person who's struggling to that degree. It's a journey, but they can get there. They have goals. Our children have goals. Our spouses have goals and things that they want to achieve. And this sudden or long-standing mental illness that's getting in the way can be helped. And there are services beyond a psychiatric unit that can really help stabilize a person and get them to the right place. So if you become informed, you follow those journey, you follow those steps, it really gives a real shot for people to get out there, be successful, not end up back in a hospital again and again. So we're past the stage of putting, you know, the cover over our eyes and realizing that mental illness is real, mental health is real, and we have some really, really great organizations and services. IOP PHP is something we've needed in our community for years. Baruch Hashem, they're opening in our communities, they're accessible, and I think it's something that together as a community, we can really help people in a very, very significant way.
Thank you. And evidence-based therapies. I mean, these are the treatment programs that incorporate proven therapies and modalities to ensure the most effective outcomes. I know that, Matas Miller, you have a book. Do you want to talk about your book for a moment, please?
Yes. I wrote a book called The Uncontrollable Child, and that book is to help parents, to help children who have mood dysregulation, ADHD, oppositional defiant disorder, and under struggles, to give them the skills and the strategies to become more effective as a parent. And it's broken down in very, very clear strategies and skills based on dialectical behavioral therapy, balancing, accepting and loving your child while working on limit setting and making change and reinforcing behaviors. And, you know, Baruch Hashem, it's been reviewed and endorsed by people of excellence in the mental health community. It's been translated in international languages. And I feel blessed that I had the opportunity to share this, and just from my work of its importance. And just to go on that idea again of evidence-based treatment, you know, our facility as well as others are focused on cutting edge treatments and always focusing on excellence in care. And that's our goal. Every person is a person. And in my book also, you know, the struggle is difficult. And I try to give that message to parents. It's really, really hard. And they feel really alone. And parenting is not easy. And supporting your loved one is not easy. But with the right help and the right skills, you can really connect and really understand and really help you through the frustration and the judgment and the denial to be able to really accept, connect, love your child. At the same time, learn that you can, you don't have to walk on eggshells. You can say no. You can put up those limits. You can build their positive world at the same time.
Well, thank you, Matas. I do want to say, you mentioned the word care. And I do want to say that Matas really, really gives customized care and understands each individual is unique and creates personalized treatment plans for each family with the help of SD and the rest of the staff. And it's a very supportive environment. And that is what an IOP and a PHP should be offering, a very supportive environment. So I'd like to thank you and SD. Thank you, SD, for coming on.
My pleasure.
And thank you, Matas. And I hope to have you on again soon.
Okay, thank you so much for having us again. And thank you to MASC for being such a support for us and the community as a whole.
Thank you. And I just want to give a shout out to Neshama for putting out a wonderful, wonderful conference today. Over 500 from therapists. And we all learned so much. Like we said, cutting edge. We really, you know, evidence-based practices, and everybody there was really so happy to network and be with their colleagues. And they also need support, not only parents. Therapists also
That's
need
right.
a day of support
sure
and
do.
Education.
Sure.
So
do.
I want to wish, yeah, I want to say yash koach to Jacob Stauber and his staff at Neshama. Also, let's wish everyone a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, and hug tight. Tonight's show is in Tzchus for our Chayalim, and bring the hostages and the soldiers home. Now, please consider to go online to maskparents.org and donate so we can continue with all the MASC programs. Thank you and have a good night.